Now I've got Ray Hunt on the line. Ray is from Skerry's Mills. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing? I'm going to be speaking with you and Dr. Anthony Hayenga shortly as well. Isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Last Thursday, the 24th of June, there was a Willow Terrace officially opened at Skerry's Mills. Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, Pat, well, the Willow Terrace, as I say, was officially opened there last Thursday by the outgoing Mayor, Jerry Maguire. The terrace is basically into two sections. We have a Willow Terrace, which is an outdoor seated eating and dining area that includes a garden with a very, very large collection of specimen willow plants. We're hoping to have one of the largest collections actually in the country here housed at Skerry's Mills. But the new outdoor area is a fantastic new facility for the mills. We have seating for about 80 people. You can have anything that's available upstairs in a restaurant to eat. Wines, beers, teas, coffees, the works.
Right. Is this the, there's always been a cafe there, hasn't there, though, over the last several years since Skerry's Mills was refurbished. So is this restaurant a new departure for Skerry's Mills?
Yeah, it's an expansion, actually, probably, of the cafe. The Watermill Cafe has been here for the past 13 years and has been very, very successful. So this is an expansion of that area out to an outdoor dining area.
Well, that sounds very exciting, Ray.
It is. Seating for 80 people, top of the range, umbrellas to keep people dry in case there's the odd shower, and a beautiful garden area. In what used to be the old council depot, actually.
Right, yeah, okay. Okay, well, listen, tell me about the Willow Terrace, because I'm very interested in this.
Right, well, the Willow Terrace is a Willow Terrace and garden, right? It finishes Skerry's Mills off, if you like, making it an attractive, more attractive place for tourists and the public to come to. For those visitors who would have been here previously, they would have been well aware of the building site that was attached to us. So that's no longer here, and it's been replaced by a beautiful garden housing specimen willow plants.
Yeah.
There's room for kids to run around and play, and for the parents then to sit and watch them and have a cup of coffee and, you know, look out on the view of these beautiful willows growing out in the garden.
Yeah, okay. How did the opening go last Thursday?
The opening was a fantastic success. It was very well attended by, as I say, the mayor did the opening. There were several county councillors and the staff. It was a big thank you night for the staff of Skerry's Mills as well. And anybody who was involved in the planting of the willows, we had a large volunteer contingent to do that. And there was work commitment from county council staff, mill staff, from FOSS as well. They were involved. So it was a real sort of community effort put into to getting the place opened up, you know?
Yeah, okay. With regard to the Willow Terrace, it's not just decorative, is it though, Ray? You know?
No, it's not. There's a serious side to it as well, which Dr. Anthony Yang is going to talk about now in a minute. What is the serious part of it is that it's a pilot project for a community fuel initiative. We've planted something in the region of 4,000 willows into several allotment plots, which we're doing as an experiment to see about the viability of people growing their own fuel close to their houses or right in their gardens, possibly. And with that, it's probably a good time to hand you over to Dr. Hyanga, who can explain more about it.
Okay, thanks very much, Ray. Hello, Dr. Hyanga.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you very much.
Okay, the willow mass potential for fuel. Tell me about this, please. The biomass, yeah.
To give you a little bit of a background, every year people complain that there's about 3.9 billion tonnes of carbon pumped into the atmosphere. And that's something you can, you know, rightly complain about. But if you recapture that carbon and change it into, for example, biomethane and into electricity, it's worth 1.5 trillion euros. So that's a lot of money floating in the atmosphere. So what we're actually more interested in is capturing some of that and making some money out of it. So what the project is about is growing a high-yielding willow, which allows you to recapture and store the carbon as an energy-rich fuel. That's the most fundamental thing.
Right.
By setting it up as an allotment regime, and that's where we're working with Fingal County Council, it basically allows everybody who maybe doesn't have a garden, doesn't have a big one, to actually grow their own fuel. And we're talking about an area of about, you know, 200 square metres. So it's not, you know, it's big enough to go and get about a ton, maybe ton and a half of willow fuel.
Yeah.
And probably we're thinking that your allotment fee would be 100 euro per year. But what it means is that you're getting the equivalent of about 350 euros worth of coal or 550 euros worth of heating oils. So, that's a nice win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, so if so, just let me try and understand this, Anthony. So if people can go to... is it Fingal County Council and apply for one of the allotments?
At this stage, we're doing a pilot project to demonstrate that absolutely everything works, and we're also working with Waterford Stanley. So, and they're right now doing the trial runs to show that you can actually burn this fuel at about 85% efficiency. So, you know, we've dotted our I's and all the things that you're going to need.
Yeah.
So, by the end of this year, we should be in a position to go and say, yes, this was successful, everybody's happy. What we are doing, and indeed, we'll expand the project. So if people are interested, they can actually go to the Skerries Mill website, and they'll see a section there under Willow. So if they're interested in getting an allotment, they can certainly put their name down, and
right.
Then we'll, by the end of the year, we'll know how much we're going to progress.
Okay, so the sites would be the allotment sites would be allocated by Skerries Mills, is that right?
For the Skerries project, we're going to go and have as many allotments as close to the community. And you've actually raised a really, really important point here. One of the other big things about the initiative is that if you can actually grow the fuel, basically where you're going to use it, you're saving yourself an incredible amount of loss. By not having to haul it. So if you were to grow a willow in County Mayo and then ship it over to Skerries, you basically used up all of the energy that's in it. So the point is, we're proposing that it's grown as close to the community you're going to be doing it in. So Skerries is the, you know, a pilot project ultimately for the rest of the county. So therefore, we'll be setting up other allotments or propose to set up other allotments in close to other communities.
Yeah, well, this sounds like a very ambitious scheme to implement. And I'm sure you said it's a pilot scheme for the rest of the county. Actually, if it worked and it worked well, it could be implemented for all of the country. Isn't that right?
That is correct. And then equally for the work that we're doing with Waterford Stanley, I mean, if they're now actually going to develop a stove specifically for this, we're ultimately talking about an export product. Again, it's important to point out the work Fingal County Council is doing in managing this. They are basically setting up a blueprint that could be basically demonstrated and exported to, as you said, the rest of the world.
Yeah, but I'm wondering from on a national scale, Anthony, are we looking at somewhere down the road, the country, and it has to be said that it's particular to people who have the ability to have solid fuel fireplace, a solid fuel unit in their homes, and not everybody in the country can do that because it wouldn't be really applicable for the likes of people in apartment living. But are we saying then down the road, if the pilot scheme is successful and it's implemented in Dublin and it could possibly work in the rest of the country, that this country of ours could be self-sufficient in home heating fuel? Is that right? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, based on the high-yielding willow we have, that we're using, we would need to plant basically 80% of Fingal County just to produce enough energy for heating, okay? We're not even talking about transport. We're not talking about electricity generation. The reason for the large collection of species, we're also doing an improved willow breeding program where we think we can actually increase the fuel count by three times. So So in that sense, you're correct. We could really start seriously looking at least producing half the energy that we're importing right now. And the important thing is that if Ireland's spending 6 billion euro every year importing fuel, if we can even have that, that's a nice amount of money that stays within the country. So you're correct. That is the big objective. And the important point about this allotment approach is we're not expecting anybody to get rid of their gas or oil. But we are saying is, you know, by looking at an alternative and slowly implementing it, we're creating a market that gets big enough where farmers may turn around and say, you know, this is now big enough to work, you know, to invest in, and we're investing over a long time period.
Yeah. Well, like I pointed out to you a little earlier, it does sound like a very ambitious project. But I'm sure, like, if it works, as I said, in Fingal, it can work everywhere. How soon do you think the trials will be nearing completion?
We will have the initial growth trials. We should have a really good idea within 3-4 months. The burning aspect of burning the willow as a fuel, those trials will be finished within the next 2 months. So those bits are all near term, they're easy, and we already feel comfortable enough considering that willow has already been used in a large scale as a short rotation crop and used in fire stations. We feel comfortable we've got that bit. The willow breeding program, that is about 7 years before we'll bring in the very first next high strain. And we've already got, you know, genetic markers, so we kind of know what we're looking for, and we feel comfortable with that as well.
Yeah, you've used a word there that sends shivers up people's spines, particularly organic growers. The word genetic, Anthony, kind of makes people feel very, very wary of schemes which involve anything to do with genetic growing. Isn't that right?
It's a good point. On the other hand, we've been doing it for the last 200 years, because if you walk into our garden, you'll see there's a whole section there on willow that we've been selecting for making baskets. So mm-hmm. There are types of colors that we never had before, but they're long and slender. So all we're doing is we're selecting, just as we've done before, you know, specific characteristics. We're not doing any manipulation.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't be too scared of the word genetics. It's just what other implications have for it, isn't that right?
That's true, but what we're saying is we're not walking in blindly here. We know precisely what we're looking for. And so in this case, it's using knowledge, but using knowledge sensibly and without being arrogant. We're just kind of taking it very easy.
Okay, well, without going too much further into it, the pilot scheme is up and running, and we're looking at way down the road before it can become a practical application for ordinary households. Would that be right?
No, I think, already we already have a number of people who will be burning this material in 2 months with our next harvest. So it's not that much down the road. I mean, in reality, what we're doing is scaling down the use of willow in large farms in Sweden and Europe. We're scaling it down to a way that is applicable to everybody. And the reality is that in 5 years' time, we don't have a choice here. I mean, Ireland needs to start developing its own fuel efficiency. Now, it's great that you have CARB, but, you know, CARB may at best last 7 years, and then you're out of it. So we're talking about developing something that is sustainable, which is something we're going to need. There's really not much point in having special, you know, tax rates for corporates, to entice people to come to Ireland if in 12 years' time we can't even provide the electricity to keep these companies going. So it is a real, real serious and important requirement.
Yeah, okay. Well, just before I let you go, just one last question. Ordinary householders, what size garden would they have to be able to work in this scheme?
Right now, with the willow strains that we have, we're talking about 200 square meters. So that probably pretty well takes up, completely your back garden for houses. Now, as we improve the burning, the fuel content of the willow, so if we can double it or triple it, and obviously that means you need only half or a third of your garden.
Yeah. Okay, so it's doable for ordinary people with an ordinary sized garden then?
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, Anthony, but is there anything you'd like to say to finish off before we go? Because we're up against the clock here. Yeah.
No, I think this is, and then it is a good time to go and say that the Skerry Mill has been, you know, an incredible host for this project, and definitely have to go and thank Ray Hunt for his support of this project. It's been really instrumental in getting everything going.
Okay, well, it sounds like an interesting place to visit from the aspect of the Willow Terrace. But it's a great place to visit anyway, because there's an awful lot going on out there in Skerry's Mills. We've been associated with it for at least 10 years here with Near FM.
Thanks a million, Pat. Thanks for your support.
Thanks a lot, Ray. We'll talk to you again. We'll follow up this this story avidly. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Anthony. Bye-bye, Ray.